Rub my belly.
Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Everything. Steve's doing his role-playing. He's a puppy right now.
Funny that you say that, Donna.
Because you're rubbing your baby boo's belly.
No, the dog just walked into the bathroom with me, and I was like, all right, hey, no. I was like, all right, fine. He'll sit over here, and that's fine. And then I just hear... He's just taking a leak right in the bathroom.
He's doing
just
it right with on the, you.
Right next to me. Just started peeing right next to me. I'm like, hey, man, if you're going to be up here, hang on. You need to impress my radio friends, and you're being a real lunatic right now. He's probably, he looks like he's plotting right now where he's going to crap in this closet.
Yeah.
He's plotting get him out of his here. Crap.
Oh, there's man.
Way too many wires in here, man.
Is he chewing?
He chews, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of leave it, leave it,
leave it.
Time for a tip.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Okay, I have some tips if you're flying for Thanksgiving, and then we have a tip from. Faba? She's fabulous.
Oh. Faba Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah, we all know
We'll
Faba.
Get to that coming up momentarily. But first, here are things that you can bring. Five foods you can carry onto an airplane. You could carry meat, frozen, raw, or cooked. They're all allowed.
Really?
Turkey, ham, whatevs.
In your carry-on?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could just have ground meat in a tube if you wanted.
In a tube. Stuffing. Cooked, nice. Uncooked. You can have it in your carry-on. Casseroles, fine. Or hot dishes, whatever. As long as, well, you might not want them to be hot at the time. Green bean casserole. Mac and cheese. Fresh vegetables and fruit. Oh, that's new.
Vegetable.
I thought you couldn't bring fruit. Oh, maybe that's only international.
Yeah, I think that's a customs thing.
Okay. Baked goods like pies, cakes, cookies, brownies. Every time I'd fly home for Christmas, I'd always have like lots of cookie tins and baked goods.
Yeah.
Now, here are five you cannot have, okay?
Okay.
They can go in your checked luggage. You just can't carry
them
on.
You're already mad.
Oh, hey, Dawn.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
What?
Whole potatoes are fine, but once they're mashed, they're not solid food anymore and they have to be checked. Okay. Cranberry sauce. It is spreadable, so it has to be checked, even the jelly kind.
Whoa. Is it the best place to check cranberry sauce in any dumpster because it's terrible?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's like candy.
It's the worst thing on a Thanksgiving table.
No, Steve, if you make it homemade, it's really good.
What am I, a farmer? I'm not going to make it homemade. Like, how do you even do that?
You buy cranberries, and then you put them on the stove, and then add, I think
gelatin
you add sugar.
Sheets. Okay. Right.
And then it done.
Where does one
bring it to a boil? Ick, I couldn't eat that.
Where does one even buy a cranberry?
At the produce department of your local grocer.
I don't see cranberries, I don't think.
They're usually in a bag. They come like in a sealed bag.
Oh, I've never seen them.
Really? I bet you'll see them now. I bet everywhere you go, you'll see them.
You're welcome.
Cranberries. Gravy. Hate that word.
Young gravy.
Gravy is not allowed in your carry-on because it's a liquid.
Yeah, can you make a bomb out of gravy or cranberry sauce?
Wow.
I do everything.
I mean, that's what they're talking about.
Oh, boy. What do you mean?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's liquids because you can insert some type of a...
Oh, I see.
You can concoct a potion to blow up the plane.
Wow. I didn't know.
That's why we can't have liquids.
Wine and other alcohol, you can only carry them on if you bought them in the duty-free store at the airport. You know, in Minneapolis Airport, there is a wine store once you go through TSA. It's not a duty-free. It's just a wine store.
A wine store?
Yeah. Like a liquor store, but they have other things too. So
Donna knows where the liquor store is.
You dang right. You dang.
Wait, are you sure you're not talking about a duty free shop?
I'm positive. At the Minneapolis airport,
Minneapolis St. Paul, MSP. All right. Oh, I'm sorry, but we can't irritate our St. Paul listeners. They feel like they're the ugly stepchild or something. Whatever.
I'm with
you. Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm just looking out for you, Donna.
So you can buy a bottle of wine.
Yes. Donna. Yes. And you just carry it on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to open it. Oh. No, I mean, it's, you know, just so you don't have to stop once you get there.
The cork naturally comes out when you reach altitude.